Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. You know what?
Hey! Is GLaDOS already all up on our stuff?
Is she? I don't even know.
Is she? Oh, that's what I was wondering, because I don't hear any music.
Oh, well, no, you don't hear any music, because my intention was to put on brand new music, because it's a new year. But, however, Ginger and I have not been chatting as much over the holidays, because I've been working like a... Look, some of you are not going to like this expression.
She has.
Runaway slave. There you go. So I... you may not like the expression, but...
Ooh. Working so much. I don't know how you do it, lady.
It's called five-hour energy.
Even with that, holy crap, woman. I mean, seriously.
Ginger and I have been chattering away for the last half hour or so, and I was like, you know what? I forgot to grab new music. So welcome to Girls.
Yay!
I do have this, though.
Yay! Even Donna, like, keeping forever. Ever and ever.
All right. So.
Wow, you back to that one. That was nice. Oh, very nice.
I didn't even realize I said it. See, I'm all gone in the head this morning. We missed y'all, and we know y'all missed us.
You know, they better have, because I was starting to kind of, like,
were your hands?
I miss everybody. I miss doing the show.
And it's been some. Man, some of the stuff I did not get to write down, because you know holidays are out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to change very, very quickly. But we have been talking to y'all for like all the last year about format change. So I'm actually going to officially announce that today. In case you all had not noticed, if you don't take hints, well, we have been moving to a more audio format for our things. Now, we do have a couple of people. Namely, one of myself, Ginger, on occasion, Blaster on occasion, who may be writing a couple things for the site, but mostly audio, video. Y'all let us know how you like it. You stop by our site, new.gamermatrix.com. Check out Ginger's videos. What is it, Gamer Girl on the Loose? That's Ginger's little...
Yeah, Gamer Girl on the Loose.
Look, we're even going to give it a name. We're going to call it a video column. Nobody's ever done that before, right?
That's very nice. Very nice. I like that. I can do that.
I like that, too. And another one I have to announce, because the person doing this column is standing next to me, Baby Natrix.
Okay. Yay, Baby Matrix!
A new Minecraft video called Minecraft Style, but it was made by somebody else, because right now I'm writing the lyrics.
Okay, so she has, over the holidays, well, before the holidays, thanks to Ginger, has become addicted to Minecraft. So
Minecraft is amazing.
Yes, so she has decided, because I told you I drafted her to come and do some things for the site, because little girls need voice, she'll be doing a column where she'll be showing you Minecraft videos that she finds on YouTube, because she has been watching them to death. I have watched. Yeah, he's like, it's true. I get asked like 5 times since she's been out. I had a Minecraft video. You want to post it to the site? So I told her, I said, you know what? You can have your own space where you'll be doing Minecraft. Nothing but Minecraft.
That's awesome. I like that.
Yes, and I'm sure Mojang will appreciate it. And it's a little next gen thing, Mojang.
That's totally cool.
Go ahead.
So mainly mine have just been me playing World of Warcraft or APB or whatever game I'm in at the moment.
Yeah, and in case you haven't been watching our Facebook page, Ginger and I were flexing our new Frankies. Wait a minute, yours is not named Frankie anymore, is she?
No. I went ahead with Frankenstein.
You went with Frankenstein? So we got Frankenstein and Frankie. We've been flexing, showing y'all just how badass our computers are.
It's so hot.
Mostly I didn't realize how badass mine was. I was like, ooh.
I know. Seriously, your pictures are beautiful. Beautiful. I started noticing that a while back, right before, a couple of months before I replaced mine. I was looking at your SL pictures, and I was looking at mine. I was like, you know, I like mine, but hers are gorgeous.
I did not even notice until, of course, when I started posting ones from Fallen Earth. But the ones from The Sims really blew me away, because like I said, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see the one I posted for winter. That's the one that I was really like, oh, my God. This is not bad. You can see the icicles on the house next door hanging from the roof. And I was like, oh, look at that.
I'm going to have to take pictures. My best friend also plays SL with me. Real life best friend, SL best friend. Gamer best friend. Anyways, plays SL with me, Second Life. She bought me, because I mentioned a house on my SL Facebook. Yes, I have one for the whole little play. Anyways, She bought me the house with the Christmas lights and everything.
I know which one you're talking about. That one?
It's gorgeous. Yes.
Little cottage?
Yeah. Well, it's not really a cottage, but
it's kind of a cottagey thing. That's the one you showed us with the snow on the roof, right? Is it that one?
Yeah. Oh, I showed you two. One that I already bought that was small. And this one is huge. It's got like two bedrooms, a bathroom, a little laundry room, a kitchen, a dining room. It's got a wraparound porch. It's all mesh. Mesh snow, mesh Christmas lights.
How many frames is it? Go ahead and make us.
Only like 168.
Whoa.
168.
Wow.
For all of that. And it's huge. It's huge. It's gorgeous. I love it. I've spent all week like decorating it, like digging through, because I do all the hunts, so I've been digging through my inventory.
Yes, you do.
What do I have that I can set out?
You do a lot of hunts. I mostly go in and make stuff, and I am now having trouble keeping up with the demand.
I know. I've got to get back into that. I'm level 68 and WoW. I've been gone for about a week doing WoW. I'm level 68. I should be level 70-something by the end of the day. I'm hoping to be level 90.
When are you coming into Fallen Earth? What level are you Fallen Earth now?
Eight.
Hey, you still pass me because you know how I do.
Yeah. I've been slow on Fallen Earth.
Me and the
Fallen Earth, I get so distracted because there's all the trash to pick up.
Wait a minute.
I say trash, but it is trash.
Yeah, don't show about. You have to mine the trash to find stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's sparklies all over the ground. I'm like, ooh, vegetables, ooh, rubber, ooh, wood, ooh.
Well, it's not just that. You actually have to have it is the thing. You can't just.
Yeah. I mean, Fallen Earth, and I was telling somebody about this because they were talking about, I got in an argument a couple of days ago. Serious, like, knockdown, drag-out argument over the internet. There was caps lock involved.
Ooh. You went caps lock?
Talking about how, I didn't, but she did. Talking about how free-to-play games are never any good, and they all look horrible, and they all have horrible customer service and aren't worth playing. And I started naming off a list of MMOs that are out this year that we've been talking about, that we've played, that are amazing and beautiful and gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And Fallen Earth was the main one that I hit up on. I was like, you know, y'all want to... Because we were talking about whether or not WoW is ever going to go free-to-play. And I say it's going to happen within the next 2 years. No, WoW's never going to go free-to-play.
You're dead on with that one. I think WoW's going to definitely go free to play. But the thing is, I think it's going to be too late for them because you do have a Fallen Earth and Secret World and what's the other one?
Salem coming out.
Salem graphically probably, it's on par with WoW in some instances graphically. But the other ones.
It's top down from what I understand, though.
Yeah, it's not very graphic heavy. But the Fallen Earth and Secret World, they have some serious competition once people start realizing how pretty it is.
Star Wars, the older
edition. Yes, that's the other one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there,
Lord of the Rings Online.
Mm-hmm. Other one that's kind of pretty. They did some updates. So they got some heavy hitters they got to contend with.
Yeah, there are all sorts of games out there right now that are just gorgeous, and they're all free to play. So, people, I tell you, I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she tried to all caps lock me to death. I was like, what are you going to do? Come on.
You should have caps locked. Look, you should have caps locked and color. How about that? Now, caps locked, and I got color. What?
Oh, I know. Well, we should probably get on some news.
See, we missed y'all. Y'all missed us, too.
Wait. I have to ask you, because I knew I was going to ask this,
what?
And I was thinking about it earlier, because I was like, you know, what am I going to talk about on the show today? Did you make any kind of resolutions? What resolutions, gamer-type resolutions, did you make?
You know my resolutions. We last year, or mostly myself... I love my Gamer Natrix. I love my Gamer Girls Radio. We were not at our best last year. Y'all be scared this year. Some of y'all, I'm coming for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that a lot.
I know one girl gamer website in particular. She knows who she is. I'm coming for you.
Ooh.
It's a healthy competition, y'all. There will be no catfighting. I have mad respect for this girl. And so that's why... She knows who she is. I'm not going to say her name because y'all like to gossip as much as we do. So I don't want you twisting my words. I'm going to tell her when I see her at our next event. What, girl, what? We're going to flex, going to draw squares on the floor like old school and breakdance fight. So anyway. Then you need to go to another room, madam. All right, that's Baby Natrix coming to interrupt the podcast. Apparently, getting her column together. Apparently, I'm interrupting her. I gotta talk about this because.
All right, what you got?
Connecticut is having a town gathering, and they're going to be doing, this is so, they're going to be destroying all their violent book, I see, oops, I slipped, I mean games.
Wait, what?
Destroying all their violent games. Yeah.
No. All right, you know what? This is the same, I'm going to go out here on a limb. Some of y'all are going to get mad. I'm sorry. And if I slip, boss is listening. I'm so sorry. Don't punish people. This is the Dixie Chick shit all over again.
Yes.
You know, Dixie Chicks went and ran their mouths over in France or something. And you know what? It's free speech. They're allowed to say whatever they want. And, you know, now that I look back on it and I'm older, I understand what they said and why they said it. But people were like, let's burn their CDs. Let's run them over. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, it also harkens back to, if you think, last century, we had people burning all the evil books. You know, what
yes.
was burning classic Huckleberry Finn and...
And I grew up in a town like that, where there was no dancing in the town that I grew up in. No music. I'm not even kidding you. I'm not quoting from Footloose. it was ridiculous. And you can't have that. These are all arts. It's an art. You are destroying art. Why don't you just go ahead and go burn Mozart's music and, you know.
Well, you've already done that. That's why I slipped and said books, because during, this isn't during my lifetime, but during a time I can actually remember hearing about at school, that's what they did. The people got together and decided the books were evil, you know, the Huckleberry Finn, and they burned them. So this is the same thing all over again. And as Ginger said, it's art. You just... I don't get some people, as they get older and the time starts to pass from their time to the next generation, that they can't relate what's going on to the next generation to what their own life was. This is why kids act the way they do and start telling you don't know what you're
mm-hmm.
talking about, because it's like you forgot when you were a teenager how stupid it sounded for someone older to tell you, oh, this book is evil. Oh, God, that Elvis Presley and his hip swivel and, you know, you all need to stop. But anyway, this is a community group that was established in the wake of last month's Newton shooting, and they've established what they're calling the Violent Video Games Return Program, and they're wanting to collect and destroy violent video games, movies, and CDs. And this is being reported by a website called Polygon, and another one called Southton SOS, a community group from Southton, which is a little more than 30 miles from Newton, Connecticut, is holding a trade-in event as of the 12th of January, where you can turn in your violent video games and other media in exchange for gift certificates provided by Greater Southington Chamber of Commerce members. And they're saying this is as a token of appreciation for your action of responsible citizenship. The games will be destroyed and collected in a dumpster for appropriate permanent disposal. While Southington was established in the wake of the Newton tragedy to create a greater proactive public awareness response to such events, the group insists that the collection drive is not saying violent video games were the cause of the Newton shooting. The group's action is not intended to be construed as a statement declaring that violent video games were the cause of the shocking violence in Newton on December 14th, according to Southington SOS statement they received from the group. They said, rather, Southington is saying that there is ample evidence that violent video games, along with violent media of all kinds, including TV and movies portraying story after story, showing a continuous stream of violence and killing, has contributed to increasing aggressiveness, fear, anxiety, and is desensitizing our children to acts of violence, including bullying.
What?
Social and political commentators, as well as elected officials, including the president, are attributing violent crime to many factors, including inadequate gun control laws, a culture of violence, and a recreational culture of violence. Southington School Superintendent Joe, and y'all can write this down, Erardi, who's a member of Southington SOS, told Polygon that the move was intended to create a dialogue between parents and children. It does not. You're about to create the hugest rift ever.
You don't know what's causing violence, people. I'm going to go, and I'm totally going to say it, and y'all are going to be mad. Your poor parenting skills.
Well, we have to say this every year. Over
put down your damn cell phone. Turn off Facebook. Your little fake garden is going to be all right. Go take care of your kids. Go see what they're doing. Go talk to them about their day. Ask them what's going on in their life. Even if they don't want to talk to you, find out. You know what? You're not your kid's friend. You're your kid's parent.
Yep.
Do your job.
That's what they don't get.
Stop expecting everybody else to raise your kid. It does not take a village. It takes a goddamn parent.
Uh-oh, y'all then.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, y'all pissed the chair. Already.
Seriously, somebody was talking about, you know, school should teach our kids how to, like, brush their teeth and da-da-da. No! That's ridiculous. You know, our poor teachers and our school system is already overworked and overtaxed, well, tasked too, with taking care and raising your children. You had them, you spit them out, you raised them. You teach them to brush their teeth, brush their hair, be nice to people, share their toys, think of other people besides themselves.
Well, see, here's kind of where I don't, the breakdown for me is, okay, everybody has seen the movie Bowling for Columbine, I'm assuming, mm-hmm. and I never actually watched it before while we were off. I actually watched it, and that I could understand what Michael Moore was doing. He went to Kmart and said, you could buy bullets at Kmart, you could buy them at Walmart. Yes, that was something you need to address, because then it makes it, yes, easy for somebody crazy to walk in and grab this. But to associate this game with what happened in Newton and actually form a coalition, not one to go to your local Walmart, because guess what? Walmart still sells bullets and mm-hmm. guns. Why are you not down at the local Walmart saying, you know, you guys need to ditch the bullets and the guns and the weapons, because it is Walmart.
Exactly. Exactly. Why are you not fighting against the NRA?
Yeah. Why are you not saying stricter gun control laws? Why are you not? I think Jay Rockefeller introduced a bill that's supposed to be investigating violent games on games have on children. Why are you not saying to him, you know what? This is not really something we need to be focused on. We need to find mm-hmm. out how this kid. You know, I know his mom had the guns, but apparently she wasn't right in the head, because she let her mentally ill son have guns. Why? How was it easy? How did she get these guns? And why was she not flagged? And her son? Why are we not having more, mental health things going on in school? Kids need to be evaluated for their mental health, just like their physical health and their educational health. This is what you all should be forming a coalition for, and collecting money, yes, so that the teachers that are not getting paid are actually getting more money, so that they can actually have more time to work with students. Hell, maybe even yes. Some of them would catch some things that parents may not be noticing. But who has time when you've got 50 kids to one teacher? So
I know. And somebody was like, you know, we should get rid of teachers. No. No, so we can hire security.
No.
When I was in school, 12 years ago now, most of my classes either sat on top of a desk or on a shelf somewhere, because we didn't have enough desks for all the students. That's even worse now.
And I went to a school, and I'm not going to tell you because I don't need y'all stalking me, in Houston, which is the second largest district in the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. And even sometimes us, you know, 1,800 of us graduated from my school. 1,800. You think about that. 1,800 people.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so we had quite a few students. And even then, sometimes it was a little crowded.
And we had
plenty of money. And believe you me, that school that I went to was all about making sure we excelled at whatever it was. Our football, band, choir, archery, and things were all award-winning, because we figured out a long time ago, this is how you get them to give you the money. So you people out there, instead of saying, our school doesn't have money and, you know, we don't have enough for teachers, but we're going to take what little we have and get security, if you would actually go to your school and say, you know what, there, Tommy, if you're going to play football, I need you to be the best. You're going to do this, you know, mm-hmm. the spelling bee, you need to be best at the spelling bee, because that's when they start giving you money, and that's when the teachers
go
are
happy. Go and volunteer at your
yes,
school.
Yes, go help. Go help.
I remember, I don't know if they still do it, but I remember when I was in school, they had, or at least elementary and middle school, they had room moms.
They still
and
do.
It was,
they still do.
Yeah, I guess there should be room parents now, not just room moms. But yeah, these parents volunteered, and they helped the teachers. You know, they either bought whatever the teacher needed, mm-hmm. or, you know, they helped, cut out things, make things, whatever yeah. was needed, they did.
Yeah.
You know, they helped with parties, all this fun stuff. And you know what? Get involved with your kid. Get involved in their life.
And it's amazing, because now it's actually easier to be a room parent than it was when you were in school, when I was in school. It's technology. It's called, I got the teacher's phone number, I'm going to text you. You need how many
exactly.
bottles of juice? I'm already at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have
See, and that's the other thing. In this day and age, I don't understand why you're not connected with your kid. You should know what's going on their computer. You should know what's going on their Xbox or PS3. You should know what's going on their phone. Why? Parental controls.
Baby Nature's got a cell phone for Christmas.
And I bet you know exactly what each and every text says.
Girl, that phone is so low-jacked.
Exactly. I bet you know where she's at, what she's doing, who she's talking to, all of that.
I did. I've been tracking her. She went.
See, and That is some good parenting right there. That is some darn good parenting.
There is nothing she does when she is not in my physical presence I do not know about, thanks to that phone. I knew exactly where she was, what time she got there. It's like, what you doing?
I know a lot of people are like, but we're invading our kids' privacy. They're your kid. They have no privacy.
Yeah, that's the speech I got. You know when you get privacy? When you pay bills. There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, if you guys want to go over and check them out, please, some of you, we are clearly, as gamers, we're not going to agree with what they're doing up there, but find a tactful and intelligent way to disagree, please, if you're going to go up and try to talk to these people, because you're not going to do anything but inflame things, and they're going to say, yep, see, these gamers are violent. Go over and
use your words.
Yep, use your good words. Some of you are extremely intelligent. You just don't have any other kinds of internet, no common sense. So find that common sense before you go over and talk to them.
Yes, because I'm going to assure you that most of these people who are pushing for this are not the brightest people in the world.
No, because they think they're going to cure their problems. that's like, look, I'm going to go all the way back to Prohibition. If we burn the liquor and they can't drink it, then they won't kill anybody. No, they just find other ways to get it.
Exactly. All right, so this is actually a little sad, and I'm a little not for sure what to think about this. Star Wars: The Old Republic, as we all know, has been promising same-gender relationships for a while. We haven't actually seen them rolled out yet, and now we may not. Executive producer says same-gender relationships delayed because of Switch to free-to-play, pulling this from GamePolitics.com. And an update this week to the official blog for Star Wars The Old Republic, executive producer Jeff Hickman detailed some of the changes that the next big update to the Star Wars-themed free-to-play MMO will bring, besides delivering changes to a special PvP area, the 1.7 update, also sees the return of the Gree Enclave area, and details on why the inclusion of same-sex relationships has been pushed back slightly. He also says that the upcoming digital expansion, Rise of the Hutt Cartel, will include several new systems, 5 new levels, a new planet, brand new storylines, new skills, abilities, and more to be detailed at a later date. Yay! But he notes that the same-sex relationships in-game have been delayed because the development team had to put its focus on switching the game from a subscription-based model to free-to-play. All right, I guess I can sort of give you that, but grr. First of all, I want to apologize that this is taking so long to get in the game. I realize that we promised SGR to you guys, and that many of you believed that this would be a companion character. Unfortunately, this will take a lot more work than we've realized at the time, and it, like some other pieces of content we talked about earlier in the year, has been delayed as we focused on the changes required to take the game free-to-play. As we've said in the past, allowing same-gender romance is something we are very supportive of. And secondly, I want to reveal today that we are adding SGR with some NPCs on Macabre and do intend on pursuing more SGR options in the future. So they are going to bring it, they say. It's just been pushed back. I was going to rag on them a bit, but they're right. The work that they had to do to change from a subscription model to free-to-play is not exactly easy. It's definitely something you have to be looked at, and I shall be right back, Miss Corey.
I like when Ginger gets telephone calls while we're doing the podcast because of her ringtone. All right, so we are moving along to our next good story. Okay, so some of you like Ubuntu. I'm probably going to say this. You love you some Ubuntu, but I have never tried it. I know quite a few of you out there, good friends of mine who have. But the thing is, they're talking about moving it to your mobile phone. Now it is, it's on a couple of other mobile operating systems. So they're saying, of course, between iOS, Android, Windows Phone, and soon BlackBerry 10, that it's the market is already saturated anyway with operating systems. But Ubuntu, who is made by a company, software company based in the UK called Canonical. So they're going to go ahead and roll out an Ubuntu Linux operating system. Analyst Jack Gold said about this, he says, you can't have an incredible mobile solution without an ecosystem, which is pretty much Ubuntu doesn't have an ecosystem just as of yet. Now, one of the writers over at Taventure Beat is saying that while undoubtedly this is true, he said it's perhaps an overly simplistic way to react to what Canonical is trying to do, and that's because the new Ubuntu is more than just a mobile operating system. It's essentially a desktop as well, and Canonical has built the operating system to scale, designing it so that it can thrive in multiple use environments no matter what the screen size. So that means it'll go from your phone to your laptop to your desktop to your tablet. It's if you can find a tablet that'll run it. They're also saying it's something akin to some of you are probably not old enough to remember this, the laptop dock accessory where you would take your laptop and dock it. And this was from a member of Motorola made this. It was a good idea, badly executed. And it was very expensive, and it only supported a handful of phones and laptops. Microsoft also made similar attempts with Windows 8 more recently, and it's designed for both keyboardless tablets and touchless desktops. Now, the problem is, of course, it doesn't cross over well. The Windows 8, they're saying, never needed a touchscreen to flourish. And this is true. It actually kind of makes it worse. And I'm just going to say this for the record. You all, Microsoft, stop selling Windows 8 to senior citizens. They are not ready for that. They're not all ready for that jelly. I have been over the holiday, have run across so many elderly people who have no idea what's going on with Windows 8. They got new computers because their younger family members decided they needed a newer computer, and they have no idea how to work with Windows 8. In fact, some of you younger people have no idea how to work with Windows 8, so it was a waste. Anyway, in the end, this is supposed to give Ubuntu a significant opportunity to bridge the gap between the mobile and desktop, which is, you know, a place they have been lacking. So they say the way you interact with various devices should be different because they have different cases, and what they want is a one-size-fits-all solution. So we'll see what they do. Those of you who use Ubuntu, let me know what you think. I have never played with Linux. I have no idea why. I've always had a tickle the interest in playing around with it, but I just never have. I don't know why. But I may get around to it soon, because I think even though it's not, they're saying this is probably not the best idea for them, I think they're onto something. I think they're going to do very well if they can get themselves an app store going, or if apps can work across platform, would be rather interesting. All right, so speaking of... we weren't actually speaking out loud. I was talking to one of our other new writers on staff, Mr. Ural Garrett. Hi, Ural. We were talking about female game developers. Well, one game designer, Kim Swift, is calling on women in the industry to make themselves more visible. Kim, we got that covered. We're bringing back our feature called Women Who've Got Game here in the next few weeks. Keep your eye on our website for that. She says this, of course, is in order to help inspire the next generation and bridge the gender gap. She says that we need to change the makeup of our industry because games are a reflection of their creators. And this is up on her blog, which you can find at in thebasecase.com. She says, I see the solution to this problem coming not a year from now, not 5 years from now, but 20, which is a long time. I think I'll be too old to be playing games then, unless they invent voice games where I can yell out commands. But anyway, she said, when this current generation of kids sees the good example that we should be setting right now, and though we may not be able to tell it completely like it is just yet, there's still plenty we can do to help future generations of game developers. Swift is, of course, best known for her work on Portal. If you're like, who the hell is Kim Swift? Yes, that's the woman who made Portal. She also asked her fellow female developers to be visible, outspoken, strong, and kind. That would be us over here. Well, we're not devs over here, but we're outspoken and we're strong, but we're not kind because we don't have to be. She says, be everything that the younger versions of us could have pointed to and proudly said, girls make games too. She also reacted to, if you guys remember, we told you about the one reason why hashtag that call out that our frenemies over at Kotaku put out about how people are reacting to female developers even still. Swift insisted that she loved the industry and that her bad experiences were dwarfed in comparison to the love of making games. So when I blather endlessly about a game I'm working on until my eyes bleed in the back of my head, I hope there's a little girl out there that realizes her dreams are achievable. Kim, we already know this. We've been you preaching to the choir over here to us. But I say to you guys out there, especially some of you who are daddies to little girl gamers, start getting them involved. We've told you about our favorite youngest female game designer who happens to be probably about 7 now. We've still been trying to get her on the show. But it's always her bedtime when we do the nighttime show, and she's at school when we do the daytime show. But she made the Pony Corn Adventures. So it can be done. Get your little girls involved and so that we can get some more female developers out there. So, Kim, we hear you. We're screaming out for some, too. All right. Play Jam. Remember those people? They turned to Kickstarter to fund an Android TV console. Yeah, everybody wants to make a console nowadays. The TV games company PlayJam is looking to fund an Android games console via Kickstarter.
I heard about that.
Yeah, and deliver final hardware to consumers as soon as April. I do not like this. I don't like the way this looks. I just don't like it. I don't like it. I'm looking at it. This looks like it's, yeah. Okay, so the project known as GameStick is already in closed beta with working prototypes, and I don't like the prototype, I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to need y'all to change that. It's a big old square with two thumbsticks, and one is in a, well, I like the positioning of them. I don't like that it's round. The one thing I have to say about Xbox is I love the controller because of the way it just seems to fit in your hands. It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Always has. Even the Wiimote makes sense when, you know, once you showed me how it worked. Makes perfect sense. I hold a remote all the time. I usually have something in my other hand. It works. But anyway, they were asked by Game Industry International, or PlayJam asked them why they needed to crowdfund their manufacturing costs, and the CEO, Jasper Smith, said that while the company already has the back-end infrastructure in place, they don't have the funding to complete the final 10% of their project. They said to get to the next step genuinely requires additional outside support. Sounds to me like y'all trying to get some free money. We understand. They said we need the capital to get GameStick to the market, and the way in which projects are funded by Kickstarter gives us freedom to make this happen, or you could just do like our boys over at Strategy. Is it Strategy First? I can't think of their names this morning. I suck, guys. I'm sorry. The ones that had their own Kickstarter, they just did it themselves. They don't owe anybody any money. The money is free and clear to them. Of course, the GameStick isn't the first Android-powered console to use Kickstarter. You all heard of them. Ooh, yeah. They've raised $8.5 million so far via the service, and they're due to launch in March. Apparently, they are coming along, though, Ginger. One of our friends over at it's not Gamer Focus. Who is it? You know who I'm talking about. Molly Pop.
Oh, yeah.
And she posted up during the holidays on Facebook. I don't think she's Gamer Focus, but she said that – I think it was her. I was so out of it over holidays. Somebody posted up that Ouya had approved their membership to the forums, which means they're probably getting close to doing something.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't approve our membership. Mm-hmm. They don't like what we've been saying. We don't care. So they're saying, of course –
stop us from saying it.
Nope, not at all. We're just going to say it louder if you don't let us in. So they're saying competition is good, and we're proof in the short time that Android games consoles have started to come through, we have been able to push the manufacturing boundaries further than before and create a powerful yet more affordable solution at a fraction of the size, and is capable of supporting hundreds, if not thousands, of games. GameStick is supposed to run on Android's Jelly Bean operating system, which I gotta say, I'm not sure which one I have. I got a new phone. For Christmas, and it's still a Droid.
Yeah, I'm not sure which system you're running on.
I am not sure. I actually was meaning to check before we did the show so that I could tell you, because it is pretty freaking awesome. It doesn't say. I don't really know. I might have one of those jelly beans, gingerbread, or
jelly
something.
Jelly bean or something.
I think it's one of those. I actually did see it when I was buying it, but it is awesome. Okay, so I got for Christmas was a LG or an LG Optimus Elite. So I got Optimus Prime's big brother now. And
I hope you can't hear that. I have no idea where it's coming from.
I can vaguely hear it, but it's an awesome phone. If you guys aren't on Virgin Mobile, you probably should be. They do have some awesome phones, and they have iPhones for those of you who are iPhone fanatics, but this is probably one of the most awesome phones that I have ever had. I posted up a picture on Facebook in case you didn't see it, but even that does not cover how awesome it is. And it was on sale, Ginger, sale.
Ooh, relax sale.
$64.
That's not bad.
And it's got upwards of 32 gigabytes of space. Upwards of. Not at 32, but upwards of.
That's hot. Because, you know, I love my phone. I love my phone. But, oh, God, it has such little space.
I was playing all kind of stuff. I think I may have downloaded a Minecraft for a short bit. I didn't want to get addicted. But, ooh.
I don't really like it on the phone too much. So the PC is totally different.
I just wanted to see how good the graphics were on the phone. You know, you have to. We have to test these out so we can tell you guys. So actually, if I can get a hold of Virgin at some point this week, I want to see if they will give me some video, and we may share that with you too.
She wants you to give her phone.
Well, I can't take video of the phone with the phone is the problem. I was trying to work that out in my head the day. I was like, how do I use a mirror? Can I, no, if I turn it around this way, then I'm in it. So how do I do that?
That's hilarious.
But it is an awesome phone, and it's tough. It can handle the drop-in, and hey, guess what I actually tried out over the holiday?
What did you try out?
Pandora. I told y'all I would never touch a Pandora. I lie. I think I like it.
The music Pandora?
Mm-hmm.
I love Pandora.
I was avoiding it like the plague, but it came. This one's already rooted. That's the other thing. You don't have to root this one. They have links
have
to
you rooted?
Yeah, they have links to apps, you know, when you get it, but they're not installed. So you can just, you know, take the link off if you don't want the application, and that's it. It comes already rooted. You put on what you want on it. I thank you.
That
Virgin.
Is cool.
That's very very
cool. Virgin.
Go Virgin, go.
All right, so guys and girls, apparently Second Life and Red Light District and those others were not enough for you. No. There's now a new erotic dating simulation.
I can't wait to play. Give me the link already.
It's called Seduce Me. All right, I've got the link. I'm going to send it over to Corey. Seduce Me, an erotic game created by Amsterdam-based indie developer. You know what? Copy it. Where was my Skype? Three windows. Where's my Skype window?
Ooh, I got to see it.
Pissed. There we go. All right. So, Seduce Me, an erotic game created by Amsterdam-based indie developer No Reply Games, will never be sold on Steam, but it is for sale and was was released. It was a sticker. And
oh, my God.
I recall that the game was deemed too racy for Valve.
Oh, it is racy.
Unceremoniously removed the erotic dating simulation game from consideration on the Steam Greenlight program in early September of last year. Really? Is it racier than SL? I mean, seriously? Despite this setback, developer No Reply Games continued to work on the game and managed to complete it for release. Many people still view games as for children, in spite of the fact that the average gamer is 30 years old. This is coming from Miriam Bellard. He said, you know, Miriam could be either way, said at the time the game was pulled from Steam Greenlight, No Reply Games co-founder Andreas Skuja? Anyways, whatever your name is, Andreas Smith, noted that the time that the gaming establishment was fine with violence and gore, but is uncomfortable with sexual themes. Whatever Valve of the gaming... Who wrote this? Whatever Valve or the gaming establishment thinks of erotic games, No Reply Games has proven that they are seriously about the genre. You can check out the game at a link, which I don't know if I'm going to give y'all or not.
Well, you can give them the link. Just remember you're at work. Only. Yeah, remember you're at work. Don't look at this at work.
Yeah. For PC or Mac systems, excuse me, erotic cutscenes, lavishly painted event images, 5 minigames. All right, so this is an actual simulator. This isn't like SL then.
Well, here's what the oddity of it is. We're looking at the page. It looks to be very pretty, and it almost looks like The Sims in an odd way. But here's where I'm having the problem is the same thing that I don't know if you were able to hear the story I was talking about, Kim Swift saying we need more female developers. This is why. These guys, you guys are way off your mark here. And I'm not saying guys don't like RPGs, but RPGs tend to be a female thing, and you have your lead character in this being female and interacting with other females, which takes all of the eroticism out of it. The people that you should have been marketing to, you didn't. Do you understand where I'm going?
Yeah, you know, when I read this, yeah, like I said, when I read this, I immediately thought Second Life. I thought Red Light District because you can make your own avatar. They said dating simulation, and I thought dating simulation, not this is the adult version of that phone game, the girlfriend.
Yes.
What it is, my virtual girlfriend.
Yes.
This is the adult version of that.
Yes, and well, at least they made a guy version of that one. See, this one has you are the guy. There is no other male characters for you to interact with. And again, if you're going to go RPG and simulator, you need to cater to the women. We're the ones who really like RPGs. You all are still off your rocker, and only little boys are going to be trying to get a hold of this. Big boys like to play with real girls. Sorry. So I don't know what to tell you.
I'm just going to be trying to market this for women, because women want the whole storyline laid out. We won't read a erotic novel.
Well, it could work if they had given you where you could be the female. You can't be.
Yeah, I mean, because they've already got her name, who she is. Petra, rich, beautiful, celebrity socialite. She owns the house you're visiting.
Yeah, but these
Cecilia,
are characters you interact with.
Sexually aggressive. Confident.
Yeah, but you're not able to be these characters is a thing. You can't pick to be any of these girls, because even still women might say, well, if I get to be this girl, I can play as this character. Same as, you know, Legend of Zelda. I could play as Link. Mm-hmm. Although, so you can't play as any of these characters, which they sound like great characters. And you are apparently a guy.
Oh, I see that you are playing as a guy.
Yeah.
Four seducible characters and 10 supporting characters. The girls are the ones I was just listing. Esper, Lilia, Cecilia, and Petra.
Yeah. So I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. No, guys aren't going to want to play this, and girls aren't going to want to play this, because you got to play as the guy.
Yeah.
Well, there may be some girls.
Some girls, yeah. Some girls may want to play this.
But some girls identify as guys, so.
or they like to play on the other side of the fence, so that's exactly. But your average
Joe, for your core audience, you're missing out.
They haven't picked that core audience, because like I said, guys are, the novelty will wear off quickly. It's kind of like that the Playboy game, and a woman designed that one, the Playboy game, and we have so I still have a copy here. If anybody wants one day, we'll give one away if you still want it. I think I have one that's closed. I don't know if it's PC or Xbox, but they sent us a copy. But the thing was, it was you playing Hugh Hefner, and there was not a whole lot of it. It was billed as a simulation too, but there was not a whole lot of running the magazine. The only parts that I liked, guess what? Taking the cover shots for the magazines. That was all I liked.
You liked the cover shots.
Not because they were nude, but you've been around me long enough to know, what am I doing in Second Life when I'm taking pictures? Okay, the lighting's got to be just right this way. Oh, that's a nice picture.
Totally.
Yeah. So that's all I did was when I played it after I finished I finished and got to the end of the game. There was no running of the magazine, and the whole thing when you played as Hef was, you know, how quickly can I get these girls naked? So, and when I read the forums, the novelty wore off with the guys pretty quickly. It was like, at first there was like tons of forum posts, and you know, there's already nudity in the game, so there was really nowhere to go with that one. And it's kind of like the same with this one. There's nowhere to go. There's not much places to go to, and you didn't do both audiences, or you didn't try to cover all your bases. You get everybody. You probably got a very small audience that will like it, but it's going to wear off quickly. Anyway, good luck, guys. Maybe you can make a mod or something, or a sequel. Throw me a girl in there where I can be the girl. I'll play it then, because I want to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly when I read it. I was thinking, oh, I could choose from one of these four characters and seduce guys.
Nope.
That may not be a bad thing. But then, as you pointed out, it's a guy trying to seduce these four characters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just... That's not for me. That's
another
not for
game.
Me at all.
Here's another game that does they probably could have done a better job. The Desperate Housewives video game. Nobody remembers this because they didn't do very well marketing, but you got to play not one of the characters from the show, but you were somebody that moved on to Wisteria Lane, and you had a husband and kid, and then they just kind of let you run through the neighborhood wild. You could try to seduce, you know, this husband or that husband, and they had an underlying storyline plot. They didn't quite get there. They were probably about 85% of the way there. But I actually kept the game because it was rather unique.
Unique. I like that.
It was unique. I hadn't seen anything done like that. They probably needed, you people that seduced me needed to go back and study that game and then just add the racy to it, because they had all the elements there. And then they kept the characters from the show true to however they were. And yes, you could do in same gender if you wanted. If you liked one of the characters, you could come on to them and, you know, start an affair, because it was Wisteria Lane. All kind of stuff like that happened on the street. So, good job for them. You guys just didn't get there. You're about 50% of the way there. Come on, seduce me. seduce us.
She wants to be seduced, guys. She wants to be seduced.
I want to play your game. It's beautiful. Do you see the screenshots of the house? I'm going to
go. I did. It's gorgeous. It's a beautiful game.
We're gonna build this in Second Life. I don't know how. I'm going to learn how to do this, and I'm going to make this house.
And I know. I've got to get my stuff reinstalled on this new computer so I can get back to learning to make a mesh.
Look, I'm going
to
sell it for two lindens.
Two lindens?
Yeah, because I'm not going to put anything in it. I'm going to put this picture. You know how they do on Second Life. They sell you stuff, and then when you buy it, it's not what you thought you bought.
I hate it when that happens. And it's horrible because I'm too lazy to report that kind of crap. And I get it, and I'm like, oh, no, it's just a linden wasted.
Yeah, because it's only two lindens. But see, if I get that about 500 people.
I know, right? I should probably do that if I wouldn't feel completely horrible about it. When I was gone, did you talk about the comic book legal defense fund?
I did not. Do tell.
Okay. CBLDF! Comic book legal defense fund takes aim at Senator Jay Rockefeller's video games research bill. I'm pulling this again from GamePolitics.com. Over on the official website for the Comic Book League Defense Fund, CBLDF, Advisory Chair for Education and Outreach, Betsy Gomez, points out that Senator Jay Rockefeller's recent announcement to a of a bill. You know what? I'm going to start over because I'm excited and I can't talk. Anyways, Ms. Gomez points out that Senator Jay Rockefeller's announcement of a bill mandating the National Academy of Sciences research the effect of video games on children is misguided. And a very familiar topic for anyone who understands the history of comic book industry. Gomez cites data from a recent Washington Post article about violent video game sales and gun violence in various countries around the world that concludes that there is no correlation between the two. She also picks apart the flawed studies used by politicians and pundits to redirect the blame and other problems to the consumption of violent video games. She says frequently politicians and pundits cite inaccurate and poorly designed studies to support their arguments that the video game industry should be regulated, regulations that harken to the persecution of comic books in the 1950s.
There's another example. Go ahead, girl.
Exactly. Frederick Wortham used his expertise as a psychologist in testifying against comic books during Senate hearings in 1954, but his testimony was not based on actual scientific study, but on anecdotal evidence, personal opinion, and false conclusions. She goes on to conclude that unconstitutional legislation of entertainment is a slippery slope. We never like slippery slopes. They can ultimately have a ripple effect on other kinds of content like TV, film, and comics. Should violent expression in video games be censored by unconstitutional people, legislation such as regulation could be extended to other forms of entertainment, she warns. Given the fact that the evidence many politicians cite to justify video game censorship is fallacious in much the same way that the evidence for censorship of comic books was, then it isn't impossible to see such legislation being extended to affect comic books, instigating a whole new era of censorship. Awesome. All right, so there is a link, and I am going to tweet this out to y'all. Please check it out. Read up on this. Educate yourselves, and then educate others. Educate others. Even if they don't want to listen, educate them.
Yes, just stop people randomly in the street and just be like, you're going to listen to me.
You know, I get it. Like, wow, in trade chat, I get into some serious arguments. I mean, I say arguments, debates.
There are arguments.
Wow. I mean, we're serious business in trade chat talking about some of this.
It's arguments.
It is. But you know what? I'm not going to let people be uneducated. If I know something and I can teach them, then I am all about that.
Amen. Mm-hmm. All right, I got two quickies for you because we're getting down to the wire. But we'll be back tomorrow.
Yes.
Don't panic. We'll be back. We are supposed to be back later tonight. That depends on if I'm in my right mind still later. Okay. So I got a lovely email from the people over at gamescampus.com, and they are announcing their first browser title called Ecole Tactics Online. For those of you who like yourself some turn-based browser strategy games, Ecole takes its inspiration from Hallmark tactical role-playing games with a depth of story and customization not found in your typical browser-based game. You can go over to their page, ecoletactics.gamecampus.com, and Ecole is spelled E-C-O-L, tactics.com. And they said the first thing you're going to notice is the retro style of the graphics. The game is designed around pixel art on beautiful backdrops, and it really is nice. I've been over to their site. Go check it out. It's supposed to be a full tactical MMORPG experience right in your browser. No downloading, no spreadsheets, no watching stamina cool down and renew. You can play the game at your pace.
No cooldowns.
Has an epic storyline that will extend across four different continents with hundreds of side quests and unique events. Players will be amazed by how smooth and responsive a browser-based game can be. Ooh. Look for something. From this from us soon. And where did my story go? I hate when that happens. I didn't even scroll that time.
Oh, no. Did you lose your story?
I did. Okay. Wait a minute. Where did you go? That is annoying. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Soft Kinetic. We'll be at E3 again this year. Mm-hmm.
Yay! At E3?
Well, I'm sorry. Not E3. It'll be CES. Soft Kinetic is the leading 3D gesture recognition software, in case you didn't know of them. They've announced their presence at the 2013 Consumer Electronics Show, which is going to be going on right now, actually. Wait, is it? No, you got a couple more days. It's going to be in Las Vegas, 8th through the 11th. Soft Kinetic says they will be showcasing their latest ISU middleware, and it's ISU spelled I-I-S-U. This is supposed to be able to track your not just your body, but your fingers, and it does gesture recognition called Depth Sense Camera Solutions. This is going to include peripherals and embeddable modules in a private exhibition suite, so you'll have to have special access to that. Soft Kinetic technology will be utilized in multiple consumer devices across the CES show floor, including at Intel, ARM, Omnivision, and the TI Village. And these are all in different places, so you get ready to walk. Well, one's in Central Hall, one's in South Hall 2, one's in LVH Hospitality, and the other one's in North Hall. You're all over the place. They're also going to participate in the CES panel called Three Trends That Are Redefining the User Space. This is going to be done by Mr. Tom Brough and his fellow panelists, and they'll be discussing the latest products and trends in UI technology, including gesture recognition. The panel, that panel will be on January 9th at 2 p.m. in room N261 in the North Hall of Las Vegas Convention Center. Yay for Soft Kinetic.
Yay!
What happened to my other? I had a good story, too. I was already ready. Yeah, now I know what it was. Indie Humble Bundle.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay.
They closed at $2.6 million.
Holy bejeebus.
Wow, that's some good work there.
Yeah, that is definitely not some humble money right there.
No. I just want to throw that in. 400,000 bundles sold at about an average of $6.69 each. So you, whew,
that's hot.
Who's single and needs somebody to sit on their lap over there?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know.
All right. So over the break while we were gone, actually, this just happened yesterday, THQ delisted from NASDAQ Stock Exchange.
Good.
Yeah, and what can only be described as the first non-shocking news story of 2013. I like that. THQ announced that it was delisted from the NASDAQ Stock Exchange over the Christmas holiday period. The company's stock will now be traded on the OTC, over-the-counter markets, at least until Chapter 11 bankruptcy has been sorted out.
I like how they say over-the-counter like it's drugs.
The company announced on December 19th that it had filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and would sell its holdings and assets to affiliates of Clear Lake Capital Group LP, who will serve as a stalking horse bidder. The deal, if approved by the bankruptcy court, would allow THQ to sell the company to any interested parties. The company's stock will be traded under the OTC ticker symbol THQIQ. Wow. All right. So as the story develops, we will have more for you. Pretty much we all saw this coming. I think we've been talking about this for ages. We're not surprised. I'm just sorry for anybody who's losing their job.
Wow.
But you know what, THQ? This is all your fault for releasing those darn red balloons.
That was the start of the down.
It was.
That should have been top 10 worst gaming moments of 2012.
I know, man. You released all those balloons and you killed all those poor ducks.
All right. I want to say a congratulations to Miss Kate Edwards, who was named Executive Director at IGDA. That's the International Game Developers Association.
Girl.
I have been a member for years and have not been over to visit for quite a while, but she's the executive developer. She will be filling a position that was vacated by Gordon Bellamy in July when he left to join Tencent as the Director of Business Development Industry Relations. Prior to this position, Edwards was a geopolitical strategist for Microsoft and a consultant for her company, Englobe. Dustin Klingman, who is the chair at one of the chairs at IGDA, said Kate's knowledge of global game industry and local cultures made her ideal to lead the IGDA. Her long service to our organization and commitment to the global development community will lay a foundation for ongoing international growth. She has, of course, been a member of the IGDA just about as long as I have, since 2004, and as the founder, chairperson of a local special interest group as well. So congratulations to you, Kate. We'll be harassing you soon, just to give you a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming to find you. Don't try to hide. It won't do you any good.
I'm going to find you. Yeah. Coming to find you.
Yeah, we're gamers. We're going to find you. I know. I will turn over every rock and burst open every barrel and cut all the blades of grass just so we can find you.
Yes. All right. So I have to talk about this because, you know, Corey loves her link. Zeldathon raises $45,000 for charity water.
Zelda.
A group of gamers and Zelda series fans came together on December 27th to kick off a five-day Zelda-focused gaming marathon to raise money for charity. The event lasted until January 1st, 2013, and while the gang was probably physically and mentally exhausted, they managed to raise a lot of money for the charity of their choice. Fund for Freedom played through many of Nintendo's popular RPG adventure games during the course of 5 days, streaming all their antics on a Twitch TV channel. To keep viewers watching and to raise a little extra cash, the group also engaged in extracurricular activities like singing and improvising MC beats. They also managed to beat a number of Zelda games, including some oddball ones that might not be considered official Zelda titles, during the marathon, including Faces of Evil, Ocarina of Time, Oracle of Seasons, Wand of Gamelon, Skyward Sword, Link's Awakening, DX, Majora's Mask, Ranker's Phantom Hourglass, Zelda's Adventure, Four Swords Adventures, the Minish Cap, Spirit Tracks, The Wind Waker, Twilight Princess, Zelda 2, Battle Quest, Link's Crossbow Training, Oracle of Ages, A Link to the Past, and Zelda the First. Nice, so at the end of it all, the gang managed to raise $45,301 for Charity Water, a non-profit organization that helps provide clean drinking water to people in developing countries. That's awesome. Way to go, guys and gals. That's
very
amazing.
Nice.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's good to be having some news about some good things.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And you know what? Link's all kinds of violent, so...
Well, you know how that goes.
In people's homes, breaking all the jars.
Stealing stuff, breaking in the safe.
Mm-hmm. Throwing a boomerang and everything.
Never finds a princess.
Never finds that darn princess, ever. That poor princess.
Legend. We legendarily cannot find that so-and-so. I'm not going to say that. It's daytime. But, yeah. I need y'all to lowjack Princess Zelda just so we can just stop this. Let's just get it over with.
Have you seen all the comics about that kind of thing recently?
No, you have to send them up. Post them up, Ginger.
All right. They're kind of adult, so.
Oh, no, we can't post them. You can share them.
Yeah.
Maybe the night show, we might put something in.
Or less, the princesses aren't exactly kidnapped as they're just on a date, more or less. So. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know who is trying to pull me back into zombie lane, but it's not going to work. I came and I gave you stuff. Don't ask me to play with you. I think I'm done with Zombie Lane.
Yeah, I think so, too. I kind of beat it, and then it got boring for me.
I didn't even beat it, and it got boring for me. You got to hold my attention. You got to hold my attention. Anyway, lovely peoples, it is about that time.
Mm-hmm.
We are out of here. We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning. Keep an eye on our
Facebook. Tonight, maybe.
Yeah, tonight maybe. Yeah.
We'll see.
It's time for some more 5-hour energy. All right, so that could be amazing. See you guys later tonight. Stay out of trouble. We're watching you.
Hey, I get it, okay? Let it lag away. Please let me play. Cause I feel like it's rain, and I might get a drop of the shiny puree. I need to feel so leaky. Got me some of that puree already. Gotta get through this lag. You ready, Nation? Come on, let's do this.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
So, drop your mouse and log real quick. And hurry back and act like you can epic the kid. So, are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Screw the 25 mans about the PvP and let me hope I don't have to blame it on lag when someone ganks me. Queuing up for WSG and enter. Everything is cool, but can I ride past the center? Jumping on my mountain, yo, I leap from the graveyard. Head into the flag room, lagging like a retard. I tried to pick up the flag and something's going on. Everybody is standing.
Later, boys and girls.
Here's Kit. And I tried to pick up the flag, but his health wouldn't sleep. So I hurried up the building and